Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. My name is Brother Emmett Overton. It is an honor to be here at Blog Talk Radio. We are streaming live simultaneously at www.livedeliverance.com. You can hear us on our audio segment. You can also come join our Blog Talk room, air code 646-378-1857, and hit option number 1. And I just want to share, Tuesday, we're having a prayer vigil for the people of Ukraine. And I want to bring out a prophetic word that God told me to tell everyone, that the Ukrainian people will win, and he's heard their prayers. Continue to pray for them. We are living in some very, very, very evil days. Before we get into the sermon, I must tell you that this is a telethon. We've only raised $20 in 18 hours. I have never pleaded ever on my radio station for help as I'm pleading now. As I said earlier, if you go to Google and type in my name, you got so many podcasts that have all of my sermons, and that takes away from income from this ministry. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization of business. This is corporation. And I have never given out any authorization to send out my music with nobody, not to my knowledge. So we have to get another lawyer. We have one for the YouTube, and now we got to get another one for the copyrights, because the one for YouTube is tied up with this, and he can't take no more people. This is the first time I've ever came under attack with this type of tenacity that the enemy is bringing with people and organizations that I don't even know are putting my content out. So please, we have a GoFundMe page. There was one sister, she said she had given, but I don't see it. Please go to supportlivedeliverance.com internet ministry on our GoFundMe page. $20 in 18 hours. We have 562 people that's listening on Facebook. You may not be a member of this organization. We also have church members. We do counsel, and we are backed up with deliverance. If you want to be a member, you can email us at obergenavy1@gmail.com. You can call me at 678-701-3733. It's an open line anywhere. And I'm asking you to please help this ministry. Anybody. I know you're one person, but I want to get this so that I can stop my teachings. I'm teaching now, and this is going to be on somebody else's radio station. And that's taking away bread from the children's bread that's a member of this radio ministry. It takes away the lack of me to be able to pay my staff. These people can't work free. And I respect the staff members that I have. Sister Sheila handles all of my Facebook. She's like a secretary to the Facebook page. Sister Durden, she assists me and helps me with deliverance with women and the content and take the snapshots and the pictures. Pastor Rodriguez Baker, Brother Paul, Brother John. I'd like to bless some of my staff members and people who has blessed this ministry. The enemy tries to fight this radio station through finances. That's the only way he's been trying, but he's not going to be defeated. And I know that there are listeners out there that will hear the Spirit of God. Please look at my content. If you're going to give to a ministry that gives quality teaching, The word of knowledge just comes here. The gift of prophecy is here. I'm not a preacher. I have no preacher ordained. I'm not ordained to be preached. I don't preach. I'm a teacher. So please, go to GoFundMe at Live Deliverance and support it. Again, you can go to GoFundMe at supportlivedeliverance.com internet, and I have the story of why we're raising money. And we are legally a 501c3, so there's nothing here that I'm doing illegally. Okay, let's get into the Word of God and prayer before we talk about this subject. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus as we always bring in sin before you every day. Every day we're doing some sin. Lord, please forgive me for the sins that I committed this day. And we all who are calling upon you, your word says we confess our fault, he's just and able to forgive us for all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Lord, forgive us for sins that we have committed subconsciously that we don't even know. We ask that the precious blood of Jesus cleanse us, and we know that we can come to the throne and ask for forgiveness because you are a mediator between man and God, and that's you, Jesus Christ. Lord, use me as your oracle when we come up against demonic spirits that will try to block this ministry and the teachings to the hearer. Let it be crystal clear and simple as it can be, as you taught the simplicity of Christ through your word, by the leading of your servant, Derek Prince, whom I followed. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, we're dealing with test the spirits to avoid the spirit of error. Test the spirits to avoid the spirits of error. Go get a pen and a piece of paper, because this is a teaching seminar through this telephone. We are engaging in scriptures. We're going to look at what the Bible says about how to test the spirits. Key scriptures that we're going to be coming from, so just write this down before I get started. We're going to open up with John 8:32. And then we're going to go to 2 Corinthians 11:13, make it easier for you to keep up with me. Then we're going to go to Galatians 2:4. Then we're going to go to Jeremiah 17:5. And then we're going to look at 1 Kings 22:23 and Jeremiah 14:14. God does not want us ignorant. My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. You cannot test the spirit unless your spirit is able to test a spirit. You cannot test a spirit unless your spirit in you is strong enough to test that spirit. Jesus' spirit defeated devil in Matthew 4:1 when he says, it is written, it is written, it is written. To test the spirit means that you must know the Bible, that you must be aware of scriptures and have a basic fundamental understanding of the word of God, and firm in walking with God and firm in studying. Because the more you study, the more it's easier to test a spirit based on scripture and the spirit within you telling you whether it is true or false. We're going to get to these things. Let's go start this off of John 8:32. John chapter 8, verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and ye shall know the truth, truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth of the scriptures, by knowing when you see a false prophet or false brethren, You have to test the spirit to be aware of them. The Bible speaks of false apostles in 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, the 13th verse. Let's go there. 2 Corinthians. Oh, my Bible's, oh man. Oh, boy. Wait, brothers and sisters, I got to straighten out my Bible. Okay, 2 Corinthians, let me so this dent up. 2 Corinthians 11. Okay, now. We are in 2 Corinthians 11, 13. For such are false apostles. To test the spirit, you will be able to see and to test whether this person, he or she, is a false apostle. In Galatians 2:4, it's called false brethren. Now, the importance of testing the spirit is because there's a gospel that is in the world penetrating believers that is not the true gospel of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The true gospel puts everything that Jesus in and don't admit nothing out in a worship service and in a counseling sector or in a ministry capacity. To test the spirit is really to make sure that there's not another Jesus doctrine coming to you. What is another Jesus doctrine? Well, in 2 Corinthians 11, 4, it says, for if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus. Now, testing the spirits can detect this other Jesus. By knowing the Bible, it can also detect this other Jesus. Now, the Jesus that I know, the real one, founded some men and gave them commandments of what they should do for his church to be in operation. And this scripture will show you the foundation of Jesus' ministry, and it will show you that there are churches today that is not on the foundation of the scripture that I'm about to show you, which means it is another Jesus. Mark 3:15, please. Mark chapter 3, verse 13. Mark 3:13. Mark chapter 3, verse 13. Now this is Jesus starting his ministry. And he goeth up into a mountain, he is Jesus, and called unto him whom he would. And they came unto him, and he, Jesus, he ordained. Now, this is not another Jesus. This is the one that you need to be going to church, seeing the operation of this ordination started here within the church where you at. If you don't see it, then you are under another Jesus. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him and that he might send them forth to preach, number one, to have powers to heal sicknesses, number two, and to cast out devils, number three. That's what Jesus established. And we don't see that. And if you don't see it, it's another Jesus. Well, why would you say it's another Jesus? They just don't have the doctrine of that. Well, God says that the Godhead has sealed a scripture to show that all four must work together in order to be the true doctrine of Jesus of Nazareth, which is in Acts 10:38. It says how God, that's the Godhead now, anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Now, God and Jesus is together with the Holy Ghost. So you got a church that got God, they got Jesus, but they don't have the Holy Ghost. They don't cast out demons. So you need power to cast out demons. So it'll be called another Jesus. With power. Now, if the church doesn't have any power, that's not the formation that Jesus said. Cast out demons, heal the sick, preach the gospel. And if you don't see that, it's another Jesus. Most prosperity ministers is another Jesus. They don't do deliverance in there. They don't allow the Holy Ghost to flow. I believe that apostolic should allow the Holy Spirit to flow through the vessel of the human being. I believe that the vessel of the human being must stay humble. He must ask the Lord to forgive him before he get on air, which I do publicly. I'm the worst of all sinners, the worst of all preachers. I'm nothing without God. I'm nothing, nothing, just a vessel. But when you take out the power, when you take out the name of Jesus of Nazareth in the church, talking about Jesus Christ, that's anybody. Jesus means Jesus in Spanish, but not Jesus of Nazareth. The demon said, I know who thou art, Jesus of Nazareth. So this Jesus Christ, and left out the birthplace where he at, that solidifies it with the Holy Ghost, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing what? Good. And where? Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. If a church is not doing any healing of those who are oppressed of the devil, it's another Jesus. It's another gospel because they leave it out. Baptist church, they don't believe in speaking in tongues. Ain't no deliverance in there. So that's not the foundation of Jesus' ministry when he called his 12 in Mark 3:15 and he ordained them to preach, heal, cast out devils. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. You got the Holy Ghost in it. You got power in it. You got healing. You got being oppressed of the devil in one scripture. That's apostolic. And that will prevent you from going in the spirit of error. Let's go to Jeremiah 17:5. Come on out of me. So what's wrong with him? You talking about come out of me? I do self-deliverance. That's what y'all need to be doing. Self-deliverance. Jeremiah 17:5. Thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whom heart departed from the Lord. The reason why there's so much deception in the church is because people are following men of God who really God has never called. And they don't have an anointing, so you get caught up with this other Jesus. And it keeps you away from the Holy Ghost. It keeps you away from the nine gifts of the Spirit. It doesn't let you flow in the Spirit. It definitely don't represent the Sabbath. Christians, Sabbath must be a participation part of your worship. Not that you are 7 days of vintage. Christians are supposed to be Sabbath keepers because Jesus is Lord of Sabbath. He has not omitted that out. I don't see no church. I see a church, they Seventh-day Adventist, but they don't have no Holy Spirit. They got one thing right, the Sabbath, but you got to get it all right. You can't leave out the Bible. See, when you contest the Spirit, you'll know that the Bible wants everything in there except human animal sacrifice. We don't need that. Jesus took the place of Melchizedek in Hebrews 7, and he's the high priest of all high priests, the ultimate sacrifice for mankind. So we don't need to be going cutting no cow and cutting a dove based on your income. That's how they did. We don't have to do that. We have Christ Jesus who has shed his blood for us. But the spirit of error is very subtle. It can bring a lying spirit based on 1 Kings chapter 22, 23. Jesus says in Matthew, wait a minute. Go to 1 John 4:6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. See, the spirit of error will make you not hear God. So this is why you have to learn how to test the spirits to see if it is of the Lord. Jesus says in Matthew 24:4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Testing the spirit will make sure that no man will deceive you. Let me give you an example. This is a testimony that I'm going to give. This actually happened. Prophet Drew, I still tell you his name publicly, about 4 or 5 years ago. 6, 7, 8, 9, I think about 8 years ago, some way back, but it happened. About 9, maybe 10 years, because I just moved out of the building when I first started the ministry, about 15 years ago. Anyway, Prophet Drew was with Omega Man Radio, Lord have mercy, Jesus of Nazareth, and I got on, that's when I was at the time dealing with him, but I don't believe that pastors should be in the politics, and we stay out of that. I don't teach that. I don't deal with it. It's just the gospel. But anyway, I'm on the show and Prophet Drew, hey, shut up, Apostle Overton. The Lord has sent me to tell you that, I see a new building. Now, I just moved out of the building because the Lord told me, you paying $950 a month, and my radio bills was about $1,000 a month. And I was paying the rent, but behind on the radio bills, about to get them turned off, so I had to move out of there. And I said, this can't be the Lord, because the Lord told me to move into my house, and I had a back room that I converted into a studio. And that's where I work everywhere. I can stream all over the world, anywhere, anytime, in any country. And I said, he said, now you need to receive it. I said, whoa, don't force that down my throat. Brothers and sisters, don't let nobody force no prophecy down your throat. Test the spirit, wait on the Lord. So I said, okay, when is this going to be? Oh, it'll be in 8 months. That's okay. I'll wait and call you back in 8 months. I knew I wasn't going to get no building. I called him back and said, hey, man, you remember this? Oh, no, I don't remember. I said, let me play it for you. He didn't want to hear that. I prayed it loud. You see, that's testing the spirit. Wait. Sometimes you don't have to hear the Lord tell you in your spirit, but you can. We're going to teach that. If you know the scriptures enough, common sense is so. If the Lord told me to get out of a building, and this prophet is going to tell me that God's going to give me a new building in 8 months, I guess that new building must have been my house. You see, it's a lot of stuff out here that stops people from knowing the truth. The Bible speaks of three truths to be identified. In John chapter 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. In John 17:17, he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So we know that the word of God is truth. We know that Jesus is truth. And in 1 John 5:6, we know this is he that cometh by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. The Holy Spirit, as you build it up in you, becomes truth. That requires meditating day and night. Don't let this law of the book go away from you. Meditate day and night. Because when you meditate day and night, you are feeding your spirit. You're trying to get your spirit strong enough to test the spirit, to hear Christ speak to your spirit. God is a spirit, and the Bible says we must worship him in spirit and in truth. You cannot test the spirit by human intellectualism. You cannot test the spirit by guessing. You cannot test the spirit based on your emotional outcome of the day or what you're dealing with. You cannot test the spirit on those merits. But you can by knowing the word of God. Jesus, the Bible, and the Spirit is truth. Test the Spirit. In 1 John 4:1 it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try." We have to learn how to try it. Try the spirit, whether they are of God. But how do you try a spirit? One, building up yourself on your most holy faith, because it has to be faith before it to be revealed to you. Praying in the Holy Ghost. I keep seeing Joshua. The Lord just showing me. Look, turn to Joshua. And then I'm hearing Psalms chapter 1 also. Let's go to Joshua 1:8. "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." Now, if you do this, meditate day and night, your spirit man will grow. A lot of people think that they can test the spirit by, let me see what it say. You have to build up the spirit to communicate in the spirit. The spirit world rules and regulations are totally different from anything in the natural world. Anything natural, it's natural ideology, it's natural philosophy, won't work in the spirit realm. The Lord told me to say that, and I don't know what I said. So I said it, but he know what I said. "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou shalt do according to all that is within this." Watch this. "For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." See, you'll be prosperous within your spirit. Now I'm seeing 1 Thessalonians 3:10. 1 Thessalonians 3:10. Night and day praying. Meditate day and night on the word. "Then do your night and day praying exceedingly, that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith." Now, you will be building up your spirit with the word, and that can strengthen you to be able to test the spirit. We're going to get into that. But the word, see, the devil don't want you to know how powerful that the word of God is. We know that the word became flesh in John 1:14. The devil know that. And if you got that in you, you'll be able to test the spirit. We know that you clean through the word, John 15:3. The word is settled in heaven. So when you can communicate within your spirit with all them scriptures in your spirit, testing the spirit, you'll be successful. The word is settled in heaven in Psalms 119, verse 89. The word is a shield. It is shield off false doctrines when you are really coheating with the Holy Ghost, God the Father and the Son, called the Godhead, Colossians 2:9. Reverend Dibbitt, Reverend Emo Clipperton, stop teaching people the word Trinity. That ain't in the Bible. It's called the Godhead. The word bears record in 1 John 5:7. Now, this is very, very important, because this is the connection that I use to test the spirit. The word bears record. Now, I'm going to show you different ways to test the spirit. You can test it by knowing the scriptures that it lines up with the word of God. You can test the spirit by confirmation out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Shall every word be established? 2 Corinthians 13, verse 1. And with the word, because it's settled in heaven. Let me show you. 1 John. 1 John 5:7. For there are three that bears record in heaven, the Father, the Word, which is Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. That go to Godhead again. And these three are one. The spirit of error will omit one of them out. The spirit of error will twist the scripture. The spirit of error will give you a false doctrine that's not of the Word. So as the Word gets in you, you'll be more stronger to test the spirit. The Word is a sword of the spirit. It fights back unrighteousness and false doctrines and doctrines of devils, according to the Bible. It says, in the latter days, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to doctrines of devils. So when you are able to test the spirit, you'll be able to know whether what's doctrines of devils and what's not. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. See, they can't test it. And doctrines of devils. Made up religion. You got a Christian. You got this guy now who's a comedian mixing Christian and Islam, calling it Christian. See, these are doctrines of devils. Jim Jones. People who follow stuff like that are doctrines of devils. QAnon, this doctrines of all this conspiracy theory, these ain't but demons. And you would be able to test it because the Spirit of God in you will tell you. See, when you put the Word of God in you, man, it does a lot. It does a lot. It's a shield. According to 2 Corinthians 14:8, it's a shield. Psalms 115, verse 9. Psalms 115, verse 11. Psalms chapter 3, verse 3. It is a shield. And as you get it in your spirit, you'll be able to test the spirit. We're going to get there now. The Bible speaks of another Jesus, and we have to be very careful of this other Jesus. But if he that cometh preaching another Jesus whom we have not preached, that other Jesus, they're not casting out demons. If they're not casting out demons and they're not preaching and healing, it's another Jesus. I don't care. Well, you know, they don't do that. I always hear people when they find churches. It's amazing to see how they still justify that doctrine, knowing there ain't no deliverance ministry in that ministry. And still want God to bless it on their belief behalf, not on God's finding the church on the ministry of deliverance, saying in Mark 3:15, and he went up and he ordained them to preach, heal, cast out demons. That is the beginning. That's the ending. When Jesus ascended into heaven, he said the same thing. Continue this ministry. It is not being continued. The reason why it's not being continued, because the devil don't want you to test no spirit. The devil don't want you to know anything about him. The devil want to keep you going to some church that's teaching you that heaven's going to rain dollars like in a script club and let it rain on you, and there go your blessing. And the hell with your nine gifts of the spirit and all that, give me the money. That's not God. That's a doctrine that will send you straight to hell. You need to know the word of God. In Matthew 4:5, the devil taketh him up into a holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. In Matthew 4:6, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. That's a lie. That ain't even in the Bible. Psalms 91:11-12 says, concern over thee. He switched it. See, when you're able to test the spirit, you know the scripture. You know why people can't confront me, because they're going to be confronting the Holy Ghost. Because I'm using scriptures to explain what I'm teaching. That's apostolic. I don't like to be talking scripture. What is the reason for testing the spirit? A person is moved by inspired or by a spirit can be also a trap with a familiar spirit. So you got to test to see what is the Lord and what's not of the Lord. Many false prophets will enter the church. In Jeremiah 14:14, then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not. When you are able to test the spirit, you'll know if you see a false prophet. I can come, when I see somebody coming to me talking about their minister, I can instantly see every demon in them. The Lord shows them. And I love them, but I know what I'm dealing with. I sent them not. I know when I know people. I know every demon in certain people. But if people say, "Well, Tim, what's that?" The Lord told me not to tell them. That ain't for them to know. That's on their free will. So those demons will stay in them until their free will want them out. That's why I don't tell nobody. God doesn't want you to have false prophets and people teaching you error. Many false prophets will enter the church. And they're doing that, and testing the spirit will be able to protect you from that. False apostles are everywhere today, and they choke as life coaches among many names and titles, offering a variety of added mixture self-style gospel that caters the imagination and attributes of the flesh of man. In 2 Corinthians 11:13, for some people are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as an apostles of Christ. And God doesn't want you to get caught up with that mess. You should be able to know the word like the people in Berea in Acts 17:1. These was more notable than those in Thessalonians in that they received the word and with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily rather to see those things were so. They tested the spirit by studying the scriptures. You can test the spirit by knowing the scriptures. In Acts 17:1, the actions of those people in Berea is a model for all who listens to preachers and teachers, exposing the scriptures and having no interpretation of doctrine of Christ ought to be accepted passively. Rather, it must be examined carefully by the personal study of the scriptures. The word translated search means to shift up and down, make careful and expect research. Bible preaching should make the Bible students out of the hearers of the truth of every doctrine should be an example according to the word of God and nothing added on or taken away. The Bible speaks of false teachers in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Christians are committed to test all profane Christian teachers, writers, preachers, and prophets. And in fact, individuals who claim his or her work or message comes from the Holy Spirit, believers may never assume that a minister or a spiritual experience is from God, mainly because one claims it is, because of 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transferring into a light. In 2 Corinthians 11:15, that it is no great thing if his ministers. You see, there are ministers in the church that are nothing but ministers of Satan. Get in this line, sacrificial offering, pastor's appreciation offering, love offering, vacation offering. Oh, the building fund. I was with the church 15 years. They still rolling the building fund. Ain't even in the building yet. Still going building fund. So you have to test the spirits where you get your money at. Test the spirits and ask the Lord, am I in need? I challenge you because God told me to do it. And I know that I got God got my back. And I know the forces of darkness don't want me to get anything. But test the spirit because the Lord knows. The Lord knows what this ministry needs. Test the spirit for your life. You don't want anybody to come tell you something. It's hogwash and it ain't true. This is why God wants us to understand how to test the Spirit of God. Furthermore, no teaching or doctrine may be accepted as true except on the basis of miracles, anointing, and revelation. If you don't see miracles, anointing, revelation, and understanding of the scriptures to the teacher, he's another, I don't know what he ain't called by the Lord Jesus. That's in Matthew 7:25. That's also in 1 Corinthians 14:29. And that is also in 2 Thessalonians 2:8-10. And it's also in 2 John 1:7. And it's also in Revelation 16:14. And it's also in Revelation 19:20. All teaching must be tested against the revelation of God's truth. Scriptures, the spirits of teaching must be tested and well as it contends. Does the teaching bear the same kind of spirit and emphasis as Jesus in the New Testament? Apostolic teaching. Be aware of any teaching that a person claims to have received from the Holy Spirit and or an angel that cannot be supported by sound biblical teaching must be tested to their revelations to the spirit of the age of the ungodly world and to the lordship of Christ to be accepted by the unsealed anointing of the Godhead in your spirit, saying, I, Jesus, come in the flesh. And as you test the spirit, you will hear that because the Bible says that. And the Bible says that he will say that. Examples of spirit of error clash over traditions. In Matthew chapter 15:1, then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which was to Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the traditions of their elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread, Jeremiah 9:14, but have walked after the imagination of their own heart and after Balaam, which their fathers taught them. False doctrine. Galatians 1:4, and profit is to the Jews religions many above equal is my own nation, being more excellious and zealous of the traditions of my father. Some of us get caught up in tradition and we can't test the spirit because you don't want to know the truth about whether what you should get out of, and you'll be afraid to test the spirit on that. I see a lot of Christians do that. I see Christians who know how to test the spirit, but they won't test the spirit. I test the spirit and I ask the Lord, Lord, do you want me to put a Christmas tree in the house? He said, no. Don't put that as a heathen thing. In Jeremiah chapter 10, I test the spirit, and he said, I'm Jesus of Nazareth, come in the flesh. And I'll show you how to do it tonight, and that's why I don't put no Christmas tree in my house. We have to get out of tradition and deal with the revelation of God so that he can transform you from tradition to revelation. Walking with the Lord is a personal thing. It's not based on tradition. It's not based on a church or a building. Your individual free will and walk with God should be sustained every day. In Matthew 15:6, they have made the commandments of God of none effect by your traditions. Matthew 15:9, but in vain do they worship me, teachings for doctrines, the commandment of men. Now, I was in a messed up doctrine, Catholicism. I was messed up because Jesus didn't tell us to pray to Mary. Jesus did not tell me to pray to St. Anthony. Jesus didn't tell me. That's another gospel. The Baptist church, they leave out the Holy Ghost. You got non-denomination churches that's going to speak in tongues, but they will not cast out devils. Even the pastor, oh, he know about it. When I hear that, that really gets me upset in my spirit. If he know about it, then why he's not doing it? The members will leave. But he wants to say he doing it to justify it's of the Lord. These pastors know what they're doing. See, he that teaches should be judged more stricter. See, demons at lunch, various ways to attack us with doctrine, quote scripture wrong. That's why you got to know how to test the spirit. You can see Matthew 4:6 on that. Teach their own doctrine, so you have to test the spirit on that. 1 Timothy 4:1. Transfer themselves into an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. You got to test the spirit to see if it's of a real angel. Encountered evil men to pervert it, to pervert righteousness. You can test the spirit on that. Afflict the body. Tempt with hypocrisies and lies, Matthew 5:3. Sow tears wicked planted by the enemy in the midst of the kingdom. You can test the spirit to see if someone in your church trying to spout your liberty. Galatians 2:4. Testing the spirit, you can test the spirit to ask the Lord, Lord, tell me what's going on, what's going to happen. He'll tell you if you test the spirit on anything. The spirit of error is what you're trying to test and get out your spirit. In 1 John 4:6, it says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So when we are testing the spirit, we are basing it on foundational scripture and hearing his spirit. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are God. For many false prophets are went out into the world. 1 John 4:1. The same command is echoed in other parts of scriptures as well. For example, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20 and 21, we find Paul exhorting the Christians to not despise prophecy, but test everything. Hold fast what is good. We are supposed to test everything. Why? 2 Corinthians 11:13 through 15 warns us that such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for not even Satan himself can be transformed as an angel of light. Test the spirits means that we must know how to examine these scriptures rather than accept every teaching. Thus, this is why Christians must know the Bible and be diligent to present yourself approved to God. And most Christians are not able to test the spirits. They don't know the Bible. The reason for testing every spirit is that many false prophets will enter the church. This will be especially true in tolerance for error, unbiblical teaching, increase toward the end times. Matthew 24:11 says, and many shall, false prophets shall rise, and many shall be deceived, professing themselves to be believers and accepting new revelation, even though it is contrary toward the scriptures, which is the word of God. This leads to opposition of biblical truth within the church. This is where the spirit of error come in, and this is why it's important to test the spirit. Those who preach or distort the gospel may even give statistical leadership positions in demonization of their theological studies, enslaving them to mislead many people within words through eloquency of speaking. That must be tested. And also some forms of white and black magic within the church. When pastors are controlling you, you should be able to test the spirit. Well, come see me before I leave. If the Lord told you to leave, you go see him and he said you can't go, and the Holy Spirit told you to go, you leave. The influence of demons and evil spirits will multiply greatly once you come in under this attack to test the spirit, because one, they don't want you to test the spirit. Two, they want to keep you from not testing the spirit. They're going to make you think, make you figure it out, get you away from praying, stop you from meditating day and night, or they will do that. Christians are commanded to test and to profess Christian teachings, writings, preachings, and prophets. In fact, an individual who claims he or she is a Christian should be able to know the Bible. But I'm finding that most Christians are not able to have the foundation of scriptures in their spirit to test the spirit. Except truth. All teaching must be tested against the revelation of God, truth in scripture. The spirit of teaching must be tested as well. As it contains, does the teaching bear the same kind of spirit and emphasis as Jesus in the New Testament? Do you see the apostolic anointing of the pastor operating in the ministry of healing? Jesus warns of his disciples 14 times in the gospel to watch out for leaders who mislead people. One, misleading people by not testing the spirit. Matthew 7:15. Matthew 16:6-11. Matthew 24:4 and Matthew 24:24. Mark 4:24. Mark 8:15. Mark 13:5, Luke 12:1, Luke 17:23, Luke 20:46. Elsewhere, believers are exhorted to test teachers, preachers, and leaders, and in the church. The following steps can be taken by testing the spirit. One, make sure you have enough word in your spirit to test the spirit. Two, renounce doctrines of devils, traditions. The spirit of truth is true. The seventh day is true. Luke 2:41 to Luke 2:49. Doctrines of commandments of men must be rejected. Renounce that. Get that stuff out of your spirit and let the truth of God's word penetrate your spirit, where you know the spirit because you fellowship with the Holy Spirit and you build up your most holy faith. and you're being able to hear the Spirit, to test the Spirit. Now, before we go, I'm going to show you how to test the Spirit. Please turn to 1 John. Very simple. Now, you got to get something in your spirit. If you don't hear nothing, you got your spirit is weak. I'm going to be honest with you. You got to read the Word, not your mind. Now, if you're going to come from your mind, you ain't going to hear nothing. Come from your emotions, you won't hear nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. You won't be able to hear. But from your spirit, you will. All right. In 1 John chapter 4 says, believe, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now, this is the key, verse 2. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. So you say, Lord Jesus, did Jesus Christ come in the flesh? Is this of God? Say that when someone is trying to prophesy to you. They say, I prophesied you're going to get a $3 million in 4 months. Wait till you listen to everything they say. They say, did Jesus Christ come in the flesh, Lord? Is this of you? And if you hear, I, Jesus, come in the flesh, it's of God. If you don't hear nothing, it ain't of God. Because he says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit. So there are many spirits is of God that can confirm the Word of God. The spirit world is totally different. And your spirit, he will tell you. Now, when Drew told me that, the Lord didn't have to tell me that because I already knew through Scripture that this wasn't happening because the Lord already told me to move out of that building. 8 months came, I called him. See, people prophesy to you and they'll tell you in 7-8, they do that so you can forget the date. And you've been went on something else and forgot all about it. Back here you go back 8 months ago and you're glad to see him again and don't even remember the first prophetic word that he gave you. You need to test the spirit from that. You need to test the spirit when someone's trying to come at your money and steal your money. There's a lot of people, our pastors out here, are trying to do it for filthy lucre's sake. I'm desperately praying my heart to the believer that we need financial help for legal fees. And I know that God's going to bring because I teach his word. So that's how you test the spirit. Amen. Sow a seed. And remember, did Jesus Christ come in the flesh? If you say, I, Jesus, come in the flesh, you know it's of the Lord. Now, your spirit got to be strong. Babies can't hear that. You get to get on some meat and grow your spirit and do it. Do it in faith. And if you hear, say, I, Jesus, come in the flesh. I remember doing a deliverance in my home. I heard shofars miles away. I heard shofars. I've heard some beautiful shofars doing the deliverance. I've been through a lot in my life. We all have been through a lot. We're all going through some heavy times. Please pray for Ukraine. Please pray for these people. Pray that they hold on to the last man. Ukraine will win. The Lord revealed to me that Russia will get defeated with this. We need to pray for these people. We need to pray for the peace of Israel. We pray for one another. Please pray for me. I am fighting the most vicious fight I've ever fought dealing with legalities in my ministry. The devil want to hit me by putting people taking my content off and putting it on a podcast. Please reach out to me. I've been doing a GoFundMe. We've been doing this all day today, and I've only received $20. Can someone help us meet our goals? We are trying to raise money enough to get another lawyer. Please support me, or please go to www.livedeliverance.com. And on the lower left-hand corner, sow a seed to keep us on air. We will appreciate you do that. We will use these funds for legal fees. Or you can go to GoFundMe. On GoFundMe page, support livedeliverance.com. We've only had $20. I thank Sister Chantel for sending that. And we need monies to get a lawyer. We have one lawyer. We paid him $1,000 retainer fee. And now this is another lawyer we have because this lawyer is working on something but doesn't do this type of practice. And we are believing, and I know that the Lord will provide this for us, and we're going to break through this financial barrier. I've been praying against it. It's demonic. It's designed to shut down. It's a war going on, and I'm on front line. So I get hit harder than all of you. Everything I do multiplies because of what I'm dealing with. And I'm not saying, but you got to really be humble. You got to have a will to never want to quit in this ministry. And if you got that will, you can tough it out. I'm not quitting. I don't know how to quit. I don't know how to surrender. I don't know how to say it's over. I quit. Me don't bother. Me soon come. I don't know any of that. No, no, no. I'm going to stand, and I'm going to teach this until I don't have no more breath. And that will be live deliverance in the internet radio as long as I'm alive. Please support this ministry. We are in really need. I've been on 18 hours. I've been teaching, coming backwards and forth, and $20. Come on, we can do better than that. We have 572 people out there that's listening. Plus, we got lots of people that's listening on the Facebook. Also, listen at livedeliverance.com and in our PayPal room. Support us. God bless you. www.livedeliverance.com on the lower left-hand side as a PayPal site. And one sister says she sent the doctor, she says she sent something and I didn't get it, so I hope that she can get this message. Please support us so that we could get people off our radio station, taking all of our content and putting it on Google. If you go to Google and type my name, Emmett Overton, podcasts everywhere. I don't even know these people. And I want that to be taken care of because we're 501c3. That's a copyright infringement. Shalom to you, and God bless. Stand by for those who are in live deliverance in that radio, Blog Talk Radio. We'll be coming to you. Again, thank you for listening to us here. We're going to go back to a regular broadcast with the last modern-day apostle, Derek Prince. Derek Prince will be on 24 hours today, all day Sunday, until Monday morning at 9 o'clock. Pastor Wayne C. Thompson from Fellowship Faith Church International. Thank you, and God bless. Okay, let's get into this room. All right, Chaplain John Durden. Chaplain John Durden, you have the mic.
Amen, brother. You mentioned the main scripture that I like to look at when I started realizing that I can really hear the Spirit of God. I figure, you know, that we just read and read and read, and we know what God has to say to us and what he's trying to tell us. But, you know, I wasn't raised up where we could talk to the Lord. The Lord said, okay, John, here's the answer. You know, I wasn't taught that way until I was in my latter part of my 30s. And you quoted one of my favorite scriptures. That's 1 John chapter 4. You know, and so I appreciate that because it just said that when someone tells us the Lord wants you to do this, or the Lord wants you to do that, or you feel you should do this, you feel you should do that, we should ask the Lord, we should talk to the Lord, and the Lord would talk to our spirit. And that's what I've been working on for the last, you know, years and years and years, because I want to hear him. I won't make a move until I get a confirmation. So, yes, my son, that's what I want you to do. I don't take nobody, hey, you know, the Lord wants you to do this, and the Lord wants you to do that. And some say, I said, keep your think to yourself, or keep your thoughts to yourself. And I always put it on the table. I always ask for pre-confirmation when somebody say, John, you know, the Lord told me he wants you to do this, he wants you to do that. This, do you need to do this, and you need to do that? I just say, thank you, move right on. And I'll wait until I can hear it from the Lord. And that's my primary thing. I don't move until I hear. Now, that's the hardest thing because you say, wait till the Lord tell you, yes, that was me. Then you go, man, please, you don't talk to me that way. I don't know what he's speaking. But the closer you get with the Lord and honest with the Lord, fast, and really be real and be a Christian 7 days a week, not just on Sunday, you start hearing the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit don't deal with hypocrites. So we won't never hear his voice. We're doing things.
Dr. Leroy Pikeman says he want to talk to you private line. Dr. Leroy Montgomery Fletcher says after sermon. Dr. C.T. Millmore says after sermon.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. God bless everyone. And the doctor is going to give us a call after we get off air. Don't forget to support this ministry, Brother John. God bless you. Thank you. And we're going to see you. God bless everybody here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Good night.
Amen.
Come to my gymnasium. Check it out. Watch this.